Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
On show 416, highlights of Elon Musk's Model Y reveal, and we go live to California. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily. For Friday, the 15th of March, it's a rushed show to get it out today because a few hours ago, we had the reveal of the Tesla Model Y. And it's got everybody talking. My name is Martin Lee, and I've been through the biggest EV story of the day to bring you what you need to know. I think in a few years' time, there'll be a few Tesla Model Ys on the used market. Maybe you'll be surfing for one at myev.com in a couple of years' time when you are looking to buy one of those. Myev.com is the world's first marketplace for buying and selling EVs and learning about them along the way as well. Hopefully you learn a few things by listening to this podcast as well. Right, it was a big old presentation at the Hawthorne Design Studio for Tesla in California just a few hours ago. It was in the early hours of the morning, 3 a.m. in the morning here in the UK, to watch the live stream. We're going to go live to California in just a moment with one of the podcast listeners who is in attendance. But first of all, let me just quickly replay you some of the highlights of Elon Musk's Model Y reveal. He started off by looking back at where the company's come from.
Welcome to the Tesla Design Studio, where we've held many product unveilings before. If you go back 11 years today, Tesla had made one car, that car. That's serial number one. And it took us another 3 months just to make the second car. And now we've made about 550,000 cars. Yeah. But then after we had the Model S and Model X, I thought it'd be pretty funny if we had the Model E. But then like Ford threatened to sue us. Ford killed sex.
So next, he talked about some of the other parts of the company, the Tesla ecosystem, why Tesla is so much more than just a car company, and some of the bits of the business that I think sometimes people forget, or they write off, or they say, I've not seen any of those solar panels, they must have forgotten about them, just to prove that Elon hasn't forgotten about them.
Besides cars, we have some other things. So the solar roof and power wall. Because of like extreme challenges with the Model 3 production, we have to basically allocate all resources to Model 3 production because otherwise we're going to die. The power pack is kind of like our industrial strength battery storage system, and we did the biggest battery storage system in the world in Australia, and then we're doing one that's roughly a gigawatt hour scale in California. So just in Southern California, right nearby. Solar plus battery plus electric vehicles, we have a fully sustainable future. This is a future you can feel really excited and optimistic about. I think it really matters.
Well, one of the big stories of the last couple of weeks has been the brand new V3 Tesla superchargers, 250 kilowatt charge speeds, a bump in existing cars as well, the S and the X getting faster. And he had several things to say about the superchargers, not only the size of the network in terms of more of them being installed this year after being on a bit of a hiatus as they developed new technology, but just how many parts of the world you can drive to simply on Tesla's own network.
Superchargers actually started out only at about 75 kilowatts, and now they're at with version 3, 250 kilowatts. So we think probably can even go a little higher than that. And so if you've got a long-range Model 3, it's capable of charging at about 1,000 miles an hour or 1,600 kilometers an hour. Yeah. But now that we have version 3 running, and we'll We're going to spool up production, and so you're going to have like a radical improvement in supercharging worldwide by sometime next year.
Okay, let's get on to it then. The reason why we're talking on the podcast today, the Model Y. Here are the key clips. The price is the key at $39,000. Eventually, you know the score by now. It's going to start at a higher price for the premium versions. At the end, though, listen for the quote, and I'll give you the quote now. Spoiler alert, because this is the phrase you're listening for. We'll sell more of these than S, E, and X combined. That's a hell of a prediction. Here we go.
Like the three, it will be extremely safe with the battery pack low in the floor. It's going to have a very low center of gravity. So this will, it has the functionality of an SUV. It will ride like a sports car. So this thing will be really tight in corners. It's also going to have incredible performance. 3.5 seconds, 0 to 60. It's testing out at a 0.23 drag coefficient, which is extremely good for an SUV. So we expect to have an EPA range of, an actual true usable range of 300 miles. Panoramic glass roof, it like really feels like, just like the Model 3, if you're in the car, it just feels like you can see the sky. Seat 7, 66 cubic feet. The basically long range one we expect to be about $47,000. And then sometime in 2021, we'll have the sort of standard version, which will have a $39,000 price point. I think we'll probably do more Model Ys than S, X, and 3 combined, most likely. Yeah. We are bringing sexy back quite literally. All right, thank you.
So the covers are officially off, and at first glance, the much anticipated Model Y looks to be a proper contender in the compact crossover market, says Motor1.com. Cutting to the chase with the juicy details, a 7-seater, a 7-passenger people mover that delivers a range of 300 electric miles, do 0 to 60, that's 0 to 100 Ks, in 3.5 seconds, depending on the trim level. Pricing. The pricing starts at $39,000, that's about £30,000. At the current exchange rate, always difficult with taxes and incentives to take account of, though. For the standard range model, it won't hit the market, though, until 2021, when they start to make those cheaper ones. To start with, though, the long range, the all-wheel drive, the performance models are going to be available. They will be available this fall/autumn. Call it what you want. Starting at $51,000, equivalent £38,500. That's Chris Smith in the UK edition of Motor1.com running down the details. The standard range serves as the entry point, but it won't be a sleepy SUV, kind of wallowy SUV, getting to 0 to 60 slowly on diesel power. No, no. Even the base model, less than 6 seconds to go 0 to 60. Range, of course, will be lower. 230 miles on the base model between charges. The long range model gets you 300 and a faster time of 0 to 60 in 5.5 seconds. Performance model, though, is hot hatch territory. Well, it's in some cases, it's supercar beating territory. 280 miles of range, but that really quick. 0 to 60 of 3.5 seconds. Dual motor, all-wheel drive. It's going to be amazing. Okay. I'll put a link to Motor One in the show notes if you want to read more. What's it like to actually be at a Tesla reveal? One of those massive events that we watch around the world, a handful of people get to go to. It must be the chance of a lifetime, and we're about to find out. We can go live to California. 8 a.m. here in the UK. It's 1 a.m. in California. Let's go live to someone who's just attended the event. One of the podcast listeners is Lars Hoffman. Hello.
Hello there, Martin. Thank you for having me.
So you have literally just got back to your hotel from seeing the Model Y reveal, and has it all sunk in? Does it seem surreal because you've flown from Europe, you've still got jet lag, your body isn't sure what time it is, and you've just had an amazing time?
Surreal is the best way to describe it. You don't know what's up or down or what day or what time it is. Absolutely. So we get there. It's a massive party, and there's drinks and food, and you get there, you see the car. We got to test drive the car. So yeah, you're right. Surreal is the perfect way to describe that whole experience right now.
So watching on the live stream, it was hard to get a sense of the venue. So what kind of venue was it? Where were you sat? What kind of view did you have?
The whole thing starts out front. You know, you queue up before, and it's full of all these people you see on YouTube. You hear their podcast. You hear all the people that create content around EVs and Tesla in particular. And it's full of all these people dressed up like, you know, spaceman and Starman and what's not. So there's a lot of fun going on there. And then you get into the room, and it's actually quite small. I thought it was going to be a lot bigger. It seemed like a place where I was standing, I don't know, 5-7 meters away from Elon when he did his presentation. So you're very up close, and it was good. It was a very personal thing there, standing there, and people were, you know, cheering on. It was very genuine from where we were standing there. So yeah, small and not intimate, not quite intimate, because it was a big crowd, but still quite small.
What was the moment like when the car came out on stage? What was the atmosphere like in the room?
If you've seen the unveil, you know that Elon was talking for quite a long time. He like gave us a full rundown of the history of the company, of their cars and everything, really building up to the moment. So it took him quite a while to get there. So everybody in the crowd, or at least the ones who were standing around there, we were like, come on, we got to see the car. We want to see the car. We're here for the car. And when it came out, at first, when you see it from down below, because you're standing, the stage is raised, and you're standing a little bit below, it looks so much like a Model 3. We thought, at first it was like, oh, it's a blue Model 3. Oh, no, it is taller. Because if you see it from the front and from the angle, there's very little difference from it. So then it was hard to take it in just at the beginning. But then later on, we got to see it from the side. There was a few different versions of it around, so we could see it in different colors. That gave you a better sense of the proportions and that. So at first it was like, oh, it's just a Model 3.
So that's the strength as well. The strength of the Model Y is that it's built mostly on the Model 3 and it shares so many parts that I guess that the downside is when you see it from a distance. And also, the live stream, look, it was pretty dark. The lighting wasn't the best, and the car is dark blue. So when it came out on stage, it wasn't like fireworks going off. It wasn't like, wow, like when the Roadster came out of the back of the semi-truck.
You're absolutely right. And they had four cars out, and the first one, the Model S, on the left was white. So that stood out, right, because of the darkness of the room. So you're right. The car wasn't very easy to see it there. Later on, they had a white version of it as well, so we could really see it clearly. Yeah, they had them standing in the back, so we could have a very good look at it. And it is a very, very nice looking car. For an SUV that's less of an elegant car compared to a sedan like the Model 3 or the Model S, it is still a very, very good looking car. They've really done a lot of work on how the back end looks quite sporty. It's not as roundish in the back as the Model X, but still, it looks very, very nice, very, very, very nice up close.
Okay, so take us through what happened. So you saw Elon's speech. He went really big on safety. He said that the company is safety first, raved about performance. You saw the Model Y reveal, and then when that main part that the rest of the world, really, I mean the entire world that was watching, when that ended. What happens after that at one of these events? What do you see from actually being there?
It is a party more than anything. So the music comes on, disco, sound, lights, etc. And we get drinks, a bit of food. And then you hang around, you get to test drive the car. Well, you get to sit in the car and they take you for a drive in the car. So we got to do that as well. It took quite a long time because they only had one car there to drive everybody around in, and you just get a little quick ride around. I'm sure there must be thousands of videos on YouTube about it right now, but then you do that, you wait for a while, get to drive the car around. They have a few other things going on as well, so in order to get a good sense of what the car is inside, because I think with this car everybody knew what this car was before it came out. It's just a Model 3 but a bit taller. So it was really about, what is it on the inside? What's it like being on the inside of this car? Is it really more roomy? So they had a VR section where you could sit down, put on a VR headset, and as if you were sitting inside the car, so you could get a really good feel for what the car was like. And that actually gave almost a better feel for the real car than when you were in the real car, because it was at night, it was dark, and they were just driving, and you were in it for a minute. So we had that VR experience, sat in it, and saw the car. Then you go outside, wait in line, wait for your number to come up. It drives like any other Tesla. It's instant acceleration. It's really quick, low center of gravity. So no surprises there, really. And that was it. Then there are a few other things to entertain us. There were Model S P100D test drives where they launched the car with you in it. And it's good fun.
Which seat did you sit in when you went for your test drive?
I sat in the back, and I wanted to sit in the back, not on the third row, but on the second row, because I want to get a look at those third row seats there. So I was there, I stuck my camera in the back and took a few photos of, you know, the two seats in the back there. That was what I wanted. I know what a Model 3 is like. I drive a Model 3, and it's very much the same up front. So I wanted to be in the back of the car. And in the back of the car, there is a different experience from the Model 3. So you know that this one has a full panoramic glass roof, just like the Model S has, where the Model 3 has a bar in the middle and connecting the, what do you call them, the B pillars. This one is a full open glass, and that does give a great experience when you're in the car. I love it in the Model S, and it works just as well. And then we had a good look, you know, at the back and at the trunk and to see how much space was there. And it is significantly more roomy than the Model 3 because there's a connection directly from the seating area to the trunk. So there's a lot more height. There's a lot more available, usable space back in the Model Y.
In terms of seven seats in the Model X, there's lots of, you know, you can fit seven people in comfortably in that configuration because the X is just so darn big. Are the two seats in the back more like the, you know, when you could spec the Model S for the two seats in the back? And they were definitely kiddie seats. Could you sit comfortably in those in the third row?
I'm pretty sure that I'm 6'4". I'm 1.90 meters. So I'm pretty sure I could not sit in those seats. Maybe for a really short ride, but I don't think I comfortably could sit in those for a long sit. Those are kiddie seats, I think. I would say that you can get a child from up to 10, 12, 13 years old sitting comfortably back there. But that's a great configuration. It's something that I miss sometimes. You know, we have two kids, and when they each have a friend and you drive them around, then you need that extra space in there. So for I think they're children's seats or for kids mostly, yeah.
Wow, okay. Who was doing the test drive? Were they talkative about the car?
Yeah, there were several Tesla employees hanging around. They were chatty about it. There were designers. We spoke with a guy that worked on the aerodynamic design, not so much the visual design, but how that works with the aerodynamics of it. And he explained to us, you know, some of the things that they'd done to make the tail of the car, the back end, more aerodynamic. And he explained that the trunk in the front is bigger than what it is in the Model 3 because of it has more depth to it. So these people were there. They were generally chatty about things and open about the car.
I'd love to know if any of the stars of Tesla, people like Elon and, you know, Franz, the designer, did they make themselves available to even a few people, like people in the community or those kind of YouTube channels or even fans, or were they just whisked on and whisked off?
They were there. Elon wasn't there. He was on stage and then he was off. But his mother, May Musk, was there. We saw Kimball Musk. He was there in the crowd as well. And Franz was actually there. Franz von Holzhausen was there, their chief designer, amongst the crowd for, if not the entire night, then quite a long time. And people did go up and talk with him, and he seemed approachable and friendly. Yeah, they were there, and it was nice to see them out there in the crowd.
They are definitely part of the core Tesla family, and it's always good to see them. So how did the event end? Obviously, you're back in the hotel now, so you've flown from Europe. You caught up with a bunch of your friends online, those with, because you have a YouTube channel, other content creators. You've spent the day with them, then you've gone to the event. It's a long day already, and there's the time difference. So how did the event end for you?
So after the test drive, we said goodbye. There were still some people, you know, there were like still up to another 100 people doing test drives, and you fit, what, 4 in each test drive. So it was going to take a while to get through them. So after our test drive, we said our goodbye to the people there, and we left there. It's a nice thing because you can really feel there's a community. I was hanging out all day with people that have their YouTube channels and do their podcast, and it's nice to be part of this community. And people were there, people were very friendly, very approachable. And so, yeah, we were basically hanging out all day together here around the area, had some lunch and some dinner together, went to the event together, everybody. And yeah, it was like one big family when we were all there.
That's so cool. That's really cool. At previous Tesla events, things like the semi-truck unveil where the Roadster was the surprise, was there any disappointment that there wasn't an "and finally" and like a kind of, oh, and, you know, a surprise moment? Or were you happy with just seeing the Model Y?
You know, the biggest surprise for me was that there was no surprise. And yes, I think that was a bit of a letdown. I mean, we were all expecting something. There was buzz. What are we going to see? Are we going to see a refresh of the Model S or the X or something new? Is there, you know, there were all sorts of things that people wanted to see, and we got what we got exactly what we expected, no more, no less. But, you know, it would have been nice to have something that we come home and tell, wow, there was no wow moment. They did miss that. I think they played it safe, but yeah, they didn't go beyond it. We did have the, I don't know if you saw the, if it could be seen on the live stream, because I haven't seen that, but we have the original, the very, very first Roadster, the very first car that Tesla made, parked right next to the next generation Roadster. Behind that, the Semi, and you could go up to that, take your photos with that. And to me, the next generation Roadster, of course, incredibly exciting car. I feel like almost the other one, the old Roadster, the VIN number one, is even more exciting. That's the car that created the history that now, what is it, 10, 12 years later, is Tesla. And I thought it was amazing to see that car there in person.
It's great when you see one, and it's a reminder of how small they are compared to all the other cars. They really are like a little dinky sports car.
I met up with a Tesla Roadster owner of the first generation Tesla Roadster, and he allowed me to drive it today. So I've never driven one of those, and it was a very nice experience. That's this whole community. Everybody that you can touch their cars, you can sit in their cars, you can drive their cars. And I tried the Tesla Roadster today, and as I said, I'm 6'4", or 1.90 meters, and I fit. I could drive that.
Some people say no power steering, and you know, it's all of the technology, the big screen and everything that we're so used to. Of course, none of that. It was just a third-party CD radio player, and you know, if you have one as a daily driver, then you earn everyone's respect, because it's you know, there's no creature comforts in it, but it's a lovely car. Hey, so have a safe journey back to Europe. I don't know when you're going to sleep or how, like, even what time it is in your body. It's a last minute dash across around the world for you. When you get home, of course, and this all sinks in, we can soak up any Spanish speaking listeners to this podcast can soak up your thoughts on your own channel, Tesla Para Todos. Just quickly tell us about that.
So I do a YouTube channel called Tesla Para Todos, which is in Spanish, which means Tesla for everyone. I do it together with my kids, Alex and Sara, and they're 10 and 12. And the idea behind the channel is we want to talk about Tesla and EVs in a way that everybody can understand. And the kids really, really helped me do that, because, you know, people like you and I, we very easily get into talking about EVs in a way that maybe not everybody can follow it. But if you have two kids there to help you say, hey, this is something I don't understand, can you please bring it down? Then, you know, you talk to everybody. And that's a great thing. It's a fun project I do with my kids. It's all in Spanish. So you can find us on YouTube, on Twitter, Tesla Para Todos.
Thank you very much for your time. It was an amazing experience. I can just tell, as I sit here in my car on charge, I'm on the motorway service station right now. I've pulled in, and it was good timing because I needed a charge. And so as I sit here with cars driving past me on the motorway next to me talking to you, I can just get a sense from your voice what an amazing event it was. You still sound buzzing.
I am. I have a smile on my face, and I had to have a cup of tea when I got back to my hotel room because I had no voice left. So yeah, no, it's an absolute amazing experience, and I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Martin. Have a good one. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.